Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're very glad to see you this evening. It's nice to see that so many of you who care enough about your community to come out and spend your Thursday evening with us and to make your feelings known. And I can assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on any given application this evening will be given the opportunity to do so in accordance with the rules of the commission. Now, speaking of the rules of the commission, I would like to direct your attention to our esteemed pinch-hitting counsel to my left and your right, who will share a few well-chosen words with you about the way that we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves. Counsel.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's not unusual for the commission to have a large number of public hearings on the agenda for each meeting, and in fact, there are five this evening. In an effort to keep that agenda moving and to allow time for consideration of all the cases, the commission will take cases under advisement after each public hearing has been completed. Matters taken under advisement will then be considered by the commission at the end of the agenda. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the commission meeting and view deliberations at the end of the evening. Or you may keep in mind that all of this is live on the internet. You may be more comfortable watching that at home. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. The hearings themselves will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will then review the application as well as any agency comments received to date. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The chairman will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record, and be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. And be aware that the chairman has the authority to terminate or limit testimony which is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. And needless to say, if you're part of a large group here this evening, the commission would enjoy hearing first from spokespersons for the entire group. The commission may ask questions of supporters or opponents. There's no direct questioning or cross-examination of witnesses at a Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. All questions must first be directed to the commission, and the commission may then direct the question to the appropriate person. There's no rebuttal in an application unless permitted by the commission. And the public hearing will be closed and the case taken under advisement for deliberation at the end of the agenda. For the convenience and the courtesy of those here this evening, if you do have a cell phone or a pager, we would request that you turn that off or at least put it on vibration mode.
All right, sir, we thank you.